military assaults, not only exacerbate this humanitarian crisis, but also underscores the need for item 7 on this council's agenda. How can we dismiss the legitimacy of this item when Israel's actions continue to validate its necessity through their blatant disregard for international law? We urge all delegations to actively engage in this critical discussion, demanding an end to the illegal occupation and violence perpetrated against civilians. The Israeli government's recent military actions, coupled with assaults on densely populated civilian areas in Lebanon, blatantly violate established humanitarian principle. Such impunity must not persist. Accountability is imperative. We commend the HUI and the special rapporteur in documenting these violations. Furthermore, we reaffirm the support for United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian and Refugee, vital for the survival of countless individuals. Realizing the Palestinians' right to self-determination and the establishment of a just two-state solution remains the only effective pathway to long-lasting peace. I thank you.
I thank distinguished delegates of Afghanistan. Now give the floor to distinguished delegates of Bahrain. You have the floor.
السيد نائب الرئيس يضم وفد بلادي صوته للبيانات الملقاة باسم المجموعة الإقليمية والسياسية التي ينتمي إليها أن قضية الفلسطينية التي شكلت محور الاهتمام لوفد